Let us look at a physical geography question. This one concerns a glaciated landscape feature. The question reads, "Corries are landscape features present in glaciated upland areas. Explain the conditions and processes involved in the formation of a corrie. You may wish to use an annotated diagram or diagrams." 5 marks are allocated for this question. This is a typical question on landscape features, although sometimes the question may give a choice of feature to explain. When given the opportunity to use a diagram, it is best to do so, remembering that a diagram may provide the marker, the evidence required, to allocate marks when the answer isn't well expressed. The marker is looking for explanation, not just simple description. This means any correct statement made has to be expanded upon or explained. A brief statement such as "snow accumulates in mountain hollows" is correct but will not get a mark unless explained further, in words or in a diagram. I've listed a number of expanded statements that would get credit in an exam. Possible answers might include: snow accumulates in mountain hollows when more snow falls in winter than melts in the summer. This achieves 1 mark. The statement "snow collects in mountain hollows" is qualified by the explanation that more snow falls than is melted in summer. North or northeast facing slopes are more shaded, so snow lies longer, achieves 1 mark, with accumulated snow compressed into neve and eventually ice. Another mark. Plucking, when ice freezes onto bedrock, pulling loose rocks away from the back wall, making it steeper. Gets 1 mark. Freezing and plucking, expanded by steepening the back wall. Abrasion, when the angular rock embedded in the ice grinds the hollow, making it deeper. Another mark. Frost shattering, continues to steepen the sides of the hollow when water, in cracks in the rock, turns to ice when temperatures drop below freezing. Expansion and contraction weakens the rock until fragments break off. Another mark. Rotational sliding further deepens the central part of the hollow floor as gravity causes the ice to move. Another mark. Friction causes the ice to slow down at the front edge of the corrie, allowing a rock lip to form, which traps water as ice melts, leaving a lock and or dun. Another mark. During spring or summer, thawing takes place, allowing water to penetrate cracks in the rocks at the base of the hollow. 1 mark. The broken fragments build up over time and are removed by meltwater, further enlarging the hollow. Another mark. Frost shattering on the back wall supplies further abrasion material as loose scree falls down the bergschrund. 1 mark. This is a large crevasse separating moving ice from the ice still attached to the back wall. A further mark. A weaker answer may take the form of a list of descriptive points such as: a corrie forms when a glacier forms in a hollow and moves downhill, eroding an armchair shape. 1 mark. Plucking, abrasion and frost shattering help to erode the corrie. 1 mark. The ice steepens the back wall and deepens the hollow. 1 mark. So even a weak answer listing some descriptive points can accumulate a few marks, in this case, 3 out of 5 marks. Often markers are restricted in the marks they can award for descriptive points in a case like this, normally no more than 3 out of 5 marks. However, marks could be increased by using a diagram. I hope you have found this explanation of marking answers useful. Check out my website at www.richiecunningham.com. Also my Geography Expert YouTube channel and Geography Expert Facebook group.